Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I got a good guy Florida man story. An elderly Florida man. So see, this goes into Kane's, you know, the elderly aren't innocent. Old people aren't innocent. Says the elderly Florida man saves SUV passengers who crashed into a backyard pool. So a driver, I love how they act like, I know this is like a long running thing for decades, but, you know, SUVs aren't, you know, they're driven by people. They don't just like decide, I'm going to go into a pool. Says the SUV was carrying, like it carted off a male driver. It was a man driver, a little girl. They were both hoisted out of the car by the elderly homeowner and the sheriff's detective who was passing by. This thing went straight through, like an intersection, right into this guy's pool. 76-year-old William Martz, it was of North Lauderdale, Florida, said that he heard the SUV plunge into the pool, went outside to look at the noise. They said that they thought lightning struck the house, and it was, he goes, it was a tidal wave right across my pool. And that's when he noticed the silver Ford Explorer sitting right there in the middle of it. And they pulled it out, but he actually got in and helped get them out and saved them. That's actually really cool. So kudos to him. That's a very nice Florida man. This is not a nice Florida man. Police are looking for this guy. An incident that happened on September 2nd. A man who is a pervert, he exposed himself to a woman on a Lynx bus at a Florida mall. In Orange County. He got on the bus around 6:45 p.m., looked at the victim, and, he exposed himself. The woman said that she's seen the man on the bus before and that he frequents the area, and there's a reward of $1,000 being offered if information leads to his whereabouts or an arrest. I don't understand people. And also, I would have hit him. I think I would have hit him. Yeah. I'd have just hit him and knocked him out. I kicked him right in the neck. That's what you do. A Florida man won $5 million with a lucky scratch-off ticket. He took home his lotto money as a one-time lump sum payment of almost $4 million, a Volusia County man. He said he was doing, the $20 Monopoly doubler, 61-year-old. And went out for a sandwich and came back with $5 million.
Yeah.
Almost $5 million. Lucky duck. And also, I got to have this story for you. So, a Florida man stole an ambulance from an Alabama Taco Bell. A 31-year-old Florida man, he wanted to make a run for the border, but he needed an ambulance to do it. In Greenville, Alabama, police say the Florida man jumped into an unlocked ambulance parked at a Taco Bell and then found the keys because they decided, did they leave the keys in the ambulance? I mean, I would just think that's like one of the things you don't do. Don't leave the people on the back and you don't leave the keys in it. And he took off Wednesday afternoon. Joyride didn't last long. WSFA had the story. They said police found the stolen ambulance a little time later. And the suspect, as many do, tried to flee, but was unsuccessful and quickly apprehended. Through surveillance video from the restaurant, police were able to identify the suspect as Bradley Paul Hereford. Hereford was transported to the Butler County Jail, where he is being held without bond on charges of first-degree theft of property and attempting to elude. He's also wanted for probation violation in Florida. He had been released, literally just got out of state prison on September 1st. He served 3 years for assaulting a cop, and that's according to Florida Department of Corrections. He literally just gets out of jail, and he's in Alabama, and he sees the ambulance in the parking lot of a Taco Bell, and his first thought isn't, I'd like to have a taco or chalupa. His first thought is, I'm going to steal that ambulance. And he's already been twice already, two different jail terms in Florida. He had grand theft, child neglect, and all convictions, four counts of aggravated battery. So he's got a pretty significant record. And literally, he's out for 20 days. Not even, 19 days. He's out 19 days. And he immediately reoffends and now he's held without bond. So, I mean, it sounds like that's what you do if you want to go back to jail, right? Sounds like he wants to go back to jail. So don't be like that guy. Good grief. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. I saw this tweet from Justin Trudeau yesterday. This is what he said. Quote, "Let me make one thing very clear. Transphobia, homophobia, biphobia have no place in this country. We strongly condemn this hate and its manifestations, and we stand united in support of 2SLGBTQI. Is that a passcode? Did he just accidentally type his passcode in here? Plus Canadians across the country. You are valid and you are valued. Okay, so what the hell is biphobia? I'm going to ignore the fact, I'm going to ignore his passcode that he put in here. What is biphobia?
Fear of binoculars?
Bicycles? Fear of bicycles?
That could be it.
Isn't biphobia binary?
Yes.
How can you be biphobic if binary is a societal construct? Mm. Because I didn't think about that, said the left. What is it? What is the, does it mean that, I had one listener go, it means that sometimes you're afraid of gays and sometimes you're not. But is that fear fluid? Like today I'm afraid of the gays. Yesterday I wasn't afraid of the gays though. And tomorrow I may not be either. Or one of my friends said, is it like people who hate bifocals? Yeah. What are all the stuff that starts with bi? Bicycle. Bifocals.
Bicarbonate.
Yeah, bicarbonate. Like, I guess they hate baking. What is that? We're just like making up stuff to be like terrified of. What is that?
Bifelicia.
Bifelicia. Yeah, bifelicia. Okay, so help me understand his passcode. 2SL. So the L is for lesbians, the G is for gays, the B is for the bis, the T is for the trans, the Q is, I guess, I thought queer was a slur. Is it?
Well, that's a category.
I mean, not in the Robert Frost sense of the word. You know, my little horse must think it queer. And then the I don't even know what that is. Plus, whatever that is. What is the two thing, though? The 2S?
2S is two-spirit.
Okay, we're back to that?
Back to binary.
But that's, wait a minute. Wait. How? Wait. That's binary, then.
Yeah.
But if, I am so confused. What? Now, SAG-AFTRA, if you saw this in your prep, this was entertaining. They've been complaining that the strike is preventing them from making world-changing content about rainbow glitter stuff, about alphabet stuff. Bounding Into Comics had the story where they have the union as they're striking. They said that they were trying to push the alphabet agenda and that the strikes are detrimental to the alphabet representation. I'm going to need, give me some letter people now, that it's detrimental to the alphabet representation. There we go. You got to have this. It's the letter people. Come and meet the letter people. They're being prevented, guys, from making their world-changing stories. What world-changing stories? The letter people. You guys remember that show? I just remember Tall T, Texas T. He had big teeth. So I guess the Alphabet people are worried that they said that the companies are complicit in this regressive push. They're preventing artists from getting back to work and making their worldview changing stories. Everyone deserves to grow up seeing their identity authentically representative. And nobody does. People deserve a good story. Half of these stories are garbage. Half of these characters and storylines are forced into it. I mean, it's like a tiny percentage of the population, but yet you're supposed to have like, you're supposed to have like a trans character now, like in everything. And in what way? Like there's, I mean, half, in what way? There's no way to make that look organic. That's just so lame. I can't stand when it's forced. Then it's manufactured. Then it's corporate. Then that's selling out. Yeah, they want the culture. Because then, what's downstream from culture, Kane?
Politics.
Ah, that's right. Then the policy. The policy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make our world-changing stories on rainbows and glitter. It's what we want. Gosh, I don't know. I don't understand some of the stuff is just so over the top. Like, it's just preachy. You know how so much television is garbage anymore. I don't watch regular television. I do not watch regular television. The only thing that I actually watch is sometimes I'll watch Fox, but it's usually C-SPAN. I literally do, or local news. I'll watch the local news when it's a Tonighter season, but that's it. I don't even watch television anymore. Everything that I watch is Apple TV. That's what I watch. I watch Apple TV. And then it's either documentaries, and my family makes so much fun of me because I like Rick Steves series. They make so much fun of me. But it's a good show. Or I'll watch horror films because that's how I relax. You know, I watch horror films or I watch historical. I'll watch documentaries or alien stuff. I watch alien stuff or Bigfoot stuff. That's kind of it. I don't even watch television anymore because it's so like over the top and stupid. I did watch what's one of the series? I watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and then anything with who's the guy from The Office? He was in A Quiet Place. I can't remember his name right now. And he did the Jack Ryan series. It's fantastic. I watched the Reacher series too. That's really good. Lioness was actually pretty good, except for the lesbian story arc. It's like, really? Like, why did... Come on. But it's all... I don't know. I can't watch it. Because it's over the... You guys know what I'm talking about. It's over the top. It's so over the top. I noticed this when I was watching like the Hallmark Christmas stuff. It's like now they have to have... And it's all... It's such tokenism. It's token representation. And that's the other thing. People in the Alphabet people, it's like they'll settle for that. Like, why don't you make your own stuff? Have your own Alphabet network. You have your own Alphabet network. Why don't you do your Christmas stories? Why don't you do that stuff? Like now with Hallmark, it's like you have to have the gay friend. And it's always the gay friend. It's like the only role. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, a moose versus a Colorado woman. That went about as well as you would have expected it to go. It was in Boulder, Colorado. A woman was out walking her dog, and she was charged, headbutted, and stomped on by a cow moose. And Colorado Parks and Wildlife said it happened yesterday along the South St. Fran Trail near Ward outside of Boulder. They said that they surprised the moose and they were out walking, and the moose charged her, headbutted her, stomped on her several times. She was able to walk to a nearby neighbor's house where she called deputies, and she had minor injuries. I think the dog was okay, but oh my gosh. So Yeah, that's then you got to be careful with that stuff. I mean, just because it's like, you know, moose will, if you get in their territory, they you know, they will charge you. You got to be careful with that. Oklahoma death row inmate was executed by lethal injection for the brutal 1996 rape and murder of a ballerina. Court, he got his last meal, and then he said he probably wouldn't be able to eat it. Anthony Sanchez was pronounced dead at 10:19 a.m., so justice was delivered after he was convicted of the brutal 1996 murder of a 21-year-old ballerina. She was abducted, sexually assaulted, bound, and then shot in the head. He maintained his innocence, but the DNA evidence had him, the footprint, all kinds of stuff. Witnessed that there was a lot of stuff that had him. There was an overabundance of evidence. And so justice was delivered there. So Budweiser's, apparently nobody cares really much about them, but they are going to stop cutting the tails off the Clydesdales after pressure from activists. The concession comes as they try to move past a consumer backlash over having that dude who cosplayed as a chick sell beer. So they're going to stop cutting the tails off of the horses, they said, because they said the practice is cruel. They didn't need to do it. I actually agree with that. So good. I mean, take care of the Clydesdales. It's just sad that they sad about all this. This is an insane story. So Tim Ballard, who is in Sound of Freedom, has now been accused of sexual misconduct. And I mean, he was rumored also to be just now getting into the Senate race in Utah. And then as that news was coming, seven women came forward and accused him of misconduct. Of course, his life story and the work that he did with helping traffic children was the subject of the film Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel. Now he's facing this firestorm. He did step down from Operation Underground Railroad because the allegations are that he stepped down from that some months prior because some women were making accusations. But I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any kind of a criminal investigation, though. So that's what's like confusing. I don't know. That it just I don't know. Let's see, this teen girl found an iPhone in an airplane bathroom, and her family says that it was put there to record her, a 14-year-old. She discovered it taped to the back of a toilet going on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston. And they think that a member of the crew taped it there to actually record her. They said it was a male member of the crew who used the first class bathroom first. And they told her the seat was broken when she entered. And then she realized that there was a largely obscured iPhone on the back. And she took a picture with her own phone and left the bathroom and told her family. And now they're investigating. That's just insane. You got to just be so hyper aware. There's evil in this world. How many of you have like the Ring doorbells and stuff? I mean, I think almost everybody has an Amazon account. But how many people have like the Rings and the Alexas and all this? Right? A lot of people do. So this guy realized that his name is Jackson. He realized that he lives in Maryland. One day this was back in spring, he got locked out of his Amazon account. He couldn't access anything with Amazon Web Services, which runs everything from, I mean, they run some stuff at the Pentagon, up at the International Space Station. I mean, it's, you know, Jeff Bezos makes more money off of, you know, a lot of stuff than just making just delivering packages. And, his home is like pretty much, you know, super automated. He can't, I mean, he had to turn on his lights manually. He was locked out of everything. And he soon discovered that the reason that he was locked out is because Amazon suspended his account. And the reason that Amazon suspended his account is because they said a black delivery driver had heard a racist remark from his video doorbell. Now, this blew Jackson's mind because no one was home when this driver, the delivery driver, showed up. Furthermore, Jackson was flabbergasted because he is black and his family are black. But that didn't matter because the delivery driver said, I heard a racist remark. And without even contacting Jackson, they suspended all of his stuff. He had to prove that A, they weren't home, that B, because the Ring doorbell, you can select, like, you know, it to say things for you. And when their family isn't home, his doorbell has an automated response and it says, quote, excuse me, can I help you? That's what it says. That's what the delivery driver heard and then falsely accused that guy, the homeowner, who is black, his family are black, of saying something racist. So they had, I mean, he lost access to all this stuff that he pays to have access to, right? they had to prove all this stuff. Like they, you know, they weren't home and they weren't doing all of this. But what it, I think, shows too is that this is has gotten so dystopian that now all number one, all you have to do is be accused of something. Two, the court of public opinion also includes tech companies that can shut you out of things. And three, I mean, who really owns your stuff? Right? So this is something to think of. I'm going to put this story in your prep for you subscribers over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. The link is in all the profiles on my bio and up on Facebook as well. Because you got to, I want you to be familiar with the story before we deep dive on it tomorrow. All right, today in stupidity came.
All right, it's our National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, talking about the funding for Ukraine. He wants it to go beyond this CR talk. He needs more money. It can't end. Listen to what he says here.
Resources from the Congress on October 1st to be able to ensure that there's no disruption in the supply of funding to Ukraine.
At what point would there be a disruption? If we pass, what date would there be a disruption, given the fears about this not passing?
Well, I mean, there's a sliding scale of disruption, but the day after the funds lapse or run out at the end of the fiscal year,
oh my gosh,
there would be a break if we do not get.
They literally don't care. They care only about Ukraine. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, no, thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.